Long time ago. I don't remember how many years ago, but when I was in Israel, so that was already over 20 years ago. So it's probably, I don't know, 24 years ago. It's a 7-year cycle. So I don't know. I don't remember what cycle it was. So Rabbi, we invited Rabbi Moshe Dov Harris to say a shir. So he said a shir on Hezek Shenu Nicker. I can't tell you what he said, but I remember he said a shir on Hezek Shenu Nicker. So obviously there must be something in the sugya, but we have to find it. Okay. Secret, are you drinking something good there before get yourself up?
It's just regular Coke. There's nothing else inside.
There you go. Okay. All right. Who is CA? Can I see a new person?
Chia Aryeh.
Okay. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you?
I'm living right now in Tom's River.
Tom's River. Where is that? I feel that's where there's a yeshiva, the yeshiva, the kollel there?
No, it's right next to Lakewood.
Next to Lakewood. Oh, Tom's River. Oh, that's right. Next to Lakewood. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Anyway, so let's start. So we start easy. I hope easy, because I am not prepared for hard. Okay, so we're going to start with the Gemara. So the Gemara really starts a drop on Daled Amud Beis, and then it moves mainly to Hey Amud Aleph. So let's first read the little bit on Daled Amud Beis, because there's a few Rashis there. And then we skip to Hey Amud Aleph. Basically, on Daled Amud Beis, there's Rabbi Yehoshia. It starts with Rabbi Yehoshia, who says that there are 13 Avos. Because even though our Mishnah says only 4, he ends up adding a number of extra Avos and he gets 13. Then comes Rav Chia, and Rav Chia says there are really 24 Avos. Okay, now what are the 24 Avos? So let's read, it's around a third of the way from the bottom on the bottom of base. Tani Rav Chia, Esrim Arba Avos Nezikim. Okay, Tashlumei Kefel, Tashlumei Arba L'Chamisha, Ganav Gazav Edim Zaymim, Ba'init Mefate, Mosi Shemro. Okay, those were not our sugya. So now he adds 3 extra. Vamitame, Vamidame, Vaminase. Plus a honey tracer, plus the 13 of Rav Hoshia. There you get 24. So he says that there are 3 extra Avos. And that is mitame, midame, umenaseh. Okay, so let's read Rashi. What these 3 things are. Okay, Rashi, mitame, truma. So right away, I got stuck a little bit. Well, I don't know, maybe, why did I get stuck? Anyone have any guess?
Why dafka truma?
Well, because I assume, because on truma, if you make a tame, it's aser to eat. Chulin,
there aren't other things you could be mitame?
What?
There aren't other things you could be mitame also?
Well, okay. Well,
if you make something on, take like a piece of a mace and you put it on food also, stam. You're not supposed to put it.
Yeah, so the food becomes tame, but so what?
No, but later he said, why daf katuma and not kachem?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what that I can't answer.
Why is it not Kachim is not mamum bailam necessarily? I mean, why we?
But I would know what Rashi says. Truma, they imply it's not chudin. So Parshim Shai, why not chudin?
Because it's not usher.
Because it's not usher.
What about non-food?
So what was my problem? If it's anyone have a guess? Otherwise, I'm the only one with the problem.
Well, aren't there people who wouldn't want to eat tamei chulin even if it's not usur?
Yes, that was my problem. There's such a thing as altairus hakodesh, right? That's the expression. They still have it. Altairus hakodesh, right? In Eretz Yisrael, the the girls' schools that don't teach any the regular chumash. There are altaris hakodesh. Altaris hakodesh, that means that's the highest madrega place. I don't know. You can still have to admit someone. So the altaris hakodesh. So I believe what that expression altaris hakodesh comes from is there are people who eat chudin altaris hakodesh. Now is that where it comes from? No one has any bikiyas. So.
Yes, sir. It does come from Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, but the Gemara paskens, there's no such thing as Chulin al Taras HaKodesh.
The Gemara says there's no such thing?
The Gemara ends up coming out that there's no such thing as Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, but the phrase still exists.
Okay, but doesn't... And the Gemara says there's no Indian of eating Chulin al Taras HaKodesh?
I think the Gemara comes out that there's no added chumrah when you do Chulin al Taras HaKodesh. The Gemara comes out that there is no such... Yeah. Can't remember the exact lesson, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
But the expression, the bitui is still there. Altar is a Kurdish.
No. Haver mi chulin b'tahara. What?
Tahara. Yeah. I mean, I always thought there's some mida of being included on altar is a Kurdish.
You have to eat chulin. A chaver has to eat chulin.
Didn't Shaul HaMelech suspect David not being at the meal because of Mikra, and he would not eat chulin, you know?
I don't know. So we got the Yosef Seabrow. He said the Bikias. I have no idea.
He has to prove the Bikias.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm gonna start googling it now. But I remember the Gemara coming out the Maskana.
There are many madrigas in Tahara. There's eating. I just say like I'm not sure. There's maybe a higher level of Tahara than Stam eating chulin the Tahara.
What about the
Kahanim? Tahara is a Kodesh. That's a higher level. I mean, you're eating. Kodesh has a different standard as far as what point it becomes tameh.
Don't Kahanim have to eat chulin?
Not be allowed in the base of Mikdash except for the Shlosha Mei Regalim because only a chaver is allowed in the base of Mikdash. You have to eat chulin b'tahara to be allowed in the base of Mikdash.
But
what's the hefta?
Rashi and chulin base the kavul on yourself. Then you're stuck in iser derabanan mitam neder. To eat chulin al taras hakodesh.
Okay.
But so what would be the hefset? What's the hefset?
Assuming that Shamir is right, that there is a certain people who will only eat chulin al taras hakodesh. So there's hefset. I have chulin. It's kodesh. And now someone I go then I'm a tamid.
You can sell it.
These people,
do I have to sell it for less? Does it sell for less?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't sell
for less.
No, I don't know.
Because you can't find your local like Amaretz.
The chaver who has to get chulin al taras hakodesh, it's not necessarily such an easy commodity to get. Can't get any old food. So this is probably not the sort that it sells for less, but al taras hakodesh sells for more. So let's say I'm a special. It's like organic, and I'm making a special organic. Growing for people who no bug sprays, and people pay extra for that.
Who says that?
Now someone goes ahead and sprays bug spray on my food. Now it's not organic. Now I can't sell it as organic. I price goes down. So
that's nicker.
If the meat falls in the ground, Rebbe, and nobody sees, you just wash it off and keep going.
Okay.
Who says that being pochi stamim that's not nicker is
that? That's not hezek shen. That's what I was. Okay, this is what I was. Wondering.
No, but it's different than if it's like a real hezek, even if it's shen or nicker. But if you're just being mafkas the value,
okay,
on something that's
you're getting too smart.
A big presumption.
The question I was wondering. But that's just to say the question. In other words, so I'm not sure. In other words, Rashi says mitam et truma. So I thought that pashup shot would be even mitam echudin. I looked up the Rambam. The Rambam just says, it doesn't say Metame Truma. He just says Metame. Rambam says Perek Zayin Alocha Aleph. Harei Shetima Oichlin Tehoirim Shochaveiro. Right, the Rambam does not mashma, it's only Truma. I should look in the Shapsi Frankel in the back, but the Rambam just says the Lashon of the Rambam is Timei Eichlin Tahirim. So it sounds like any Eichlin Tahirim. And I'm just looking in the back. Zion. It says, Hare Mashma Fidel Chudin. The Tzarech Ian, the Begitim, before the Zaraki, also they come to the Chudin of Israel. Father, the Mutter. Okay, so it's a Shida. Okay, in the back they tumbled. So the Shida is that apparently the Rambam is Mashma even Chudin. Rashi is saying, Beferish, it has to be Truma. So my problem was that logically the Rambam should be right. Logically in Svara. You know, you're going ahead, and the since there is such a thing, I thought maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't have, you know, Kias is not my, you know, I can't claim I never learned Chudin. I'm Maidau MS, so I can't say. So I thought that there is such a thing as people that only eat Tyrus HaKadosh. It would probably have an extra value. Chudin, that is Tyr, is probably you could sell at a higher price. So why does Rashi say has the chain on nicker has to make a new kimta? Rashi goes out of his way to make a new kimta. Mitame truma, even if you're mitame chudin, you're making the price go down. So it's has the chain on nicker.
I don't know why Rashi has another Rashi.
It's pretty hard to imagine to make the price go down. I
mean, why not?
Because Rebbe, simply speaking, the market goes by the majority. People are not paying
attention. It's the opposite, okay, but it's hard to find.
It's not hard to find. Majority
of people don't eat what's it called? Grown generic grown. But the people that are into, you know that it has to be organic, they pay more.
Rebbe, as far as I know, it has to be Hukshur with Kabul Tumah. I'm saying if you had
okay, so
if Becheskis Tahara until you would know that it's Hukshur with Kabul
Tumah is not so hard.
So you can go to the shuk, a chaver can go to the shuk and buy wheat and buy produce in the shuk.
Okay, so you're telling me because I'm at Sia. So your answer is okay, so your answer is that you're saying the question doesn't begin because It just doesn't affect the price. Okay, maybe. But answer.
Why can't it just be the case that Truma is the most common case?
Okay, but then Rashi doesn't, that we wouldn't think to say. Rashi wouldn't just say a more common case. Rashi's making a meal. He's saying this is the case, not the most common case. So Aaron Herzberg is saying a real Lumdisha answer, which I was thinking about, which I don't know if it's true, but if it's true, it would revolutionize the sugya. If we don't like revolutionizing the sugya before we start, that the question is, what's called hezek chain or nicker? So he was timing that maybe this is not even called hezek chain or nicker, because it's not even hezek. There's a fact that the price goes down, but it's not hezek. Maybe it's not even called hezek chain or nicker.
What about Madame then?
That's against Madameya.
Okay, that's wait to see. I don't know about that. We'll see. You know, if you could say like this, let's just give an example. Let's say I have I sell merchandise. I have a brand new car, and the guy goes ahead and he takes it and he steals it and takes it for a joyride around the block. So now it's not brand new anymore. So the price has just gone down, but it's not hezek. It's a mishigas. It's not, nothing happened to the car. I don't know if that's not such a good thing, but it's not really that the car is worth anything less. There's no hezek, but for some mishigas reason, people will pay less. The guy took off the wrapping paper, right? Something is in the original wrapper. Now, someone takes off the original wrapping paper. Now, it's still brand new, but because it doesn't have the wrapping paper on it, people won't pay the same price. It's not because it's damaged. That's just the way, you know, it's just as good. The wrapping paper has no value. It has, you know, this junky silver foil, you know, see-through wrapping paper. It has no value. No one's matching it. Anyone who buys it just takes the wrapping paper and throws it in the garbage. But people like to buy with the wrapping paper around it.
But Matthias is like new is not sold as new.
But it's so that what Aaron Herzberg is saying, a very fascinating svara, but it really is new. It's not just like new. It really is new. It's just that I'm a shigas that people won't buy it as new.
So what do you mean?
You have a brand new book, right? The book comes in a sealed wrapping paper, whatever it is, see-through wrapping paper. Now someone goes and rips off the wrapping paper, but he never touched the book. So
it's
the
called
book
open
is
box.
New.
Open box.
Yeah,
so
open box, right? Same thing. Yeah.
Open box.
Right. The book is still totally brand new. But when you try and sell it, you can't sell it anymore. It's brand new. You can't. So the price goes down, even though there was nothing done. So Aaron, that question is that called Hezek Shein or Nicker?
Rabbi, I can take the question. I have a painting that's a Van Gogh. It's worth millions. Son says it's a forgery, and therefore people pay a lot less for it. The guy even touched the painting. There's no, he didn't even physically touch the painting, and now my painting's worth a lot less because he said it's a forgery. Is that considered a hezek?
You mean
is it true or not?
Assuming you really have the painting, I want to ask you for a donation. Wait a second.
Until he sells it, it doesn't help him anything.
Is what he's saying true or not?
It fell off a truck, whatever. But
no, he's saying it's not true, but it's enough to cause. That might be grammar, I don't know. But okay, maybe. In other words, it's not enough. He put it out in the paper, in the gossip column.
But what do you need, though? Because obviously this is tricky because we're talking about Hezek Shein and Nicker. So what box did you check if you're Matami Truma that you didn't check when you're Matami Truma?
Aaron Herzberg is saying, this is why it's true. Aaron Herzberg is claiming that when you Matami Truma, it's real Hezek. You made it.
But what did you do more?
You damaged it. Al PMS. It's not noticeable, but Al PMS, it's damaged. There's a pigam in it. In Shemayim, if you would ask Akash Baruch Hu, sees the pigam, it's ruined. It's usher about.
Okay, so you need two things, but obviously you also need that it went down in value before,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course. Otherwise, once there's hezek, you have to have what Aaron is saying that you have to have hezek. It's a machlokes if you need hezek shein or nicker, hezek shein or nicker. But if it's not hezek, then there's nothing to talk about. So even if I was goyreim the price to go down, it's not hezek, so there's nothing to talk about.
Okay,
so
you could say even by a physical change. So can we say a physical change that's just a mishigas? Like if I put a scratch in something, well, maybe that's also a mishigas.
Maybe that's a real thing.
Anyway,
I'm not sure if Aaron is right. I don't know. Okay,
minor damage is not considered anything. Right? If you just like black
and white, that's ochulin.
What?
Then the Muke Yosef adds Ochulin.
Oh, yeah, so that's very interesting. So that's good for me. That's good for me, not bad for me. In other words, the Muke Yosef, that takes care of Yosef Sibrau. And apparently there is such a thing as Chulin. And that's nice to know. So now the question is, why does Rashi not say that? Rashi goes out of his way to say only Truma.
But Rabbi, there's such a chaverim don't eat tummy. And so it's one of the reasons why we wash on the challahs. There's a mishum l'sad the truma to act.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, so now you're agreeing. There is such a
no, but just chulin al taras of kodesh. The level of kodesh is not. But I'm asking the chaverim do go out of the way. To only eat tahar.
All right. Okay, so we're okay. So we're okay with the Bikias Bechunin. I don't have the Bikias Bechunin. So you almost got me in trouble. I said, Dr. Gwanda, yes.
Maybe this supports what Aaron was saying, that Rashi later, I don't know why there's another Rashi that's Umatame, but he says that we're talking about specifically for a trumas of a coin as opposed to somebody else. So if it was just a matter of if just the price going down was enough to be hezek, so then it should be true for anybody's truma. But if it's dafka coin, so then it's not just that it went down, but he.
Which Rashi is this?
Rashi Umatame.
Umatame. Okay, I see. Okay, let's wait till we get there. Anyway, let's go weiter because, you know, we don't want to get, but it's an interesting question. It's definitely an interesting question. Once Avram asked it, I didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? We just started. Well, if the Namuka Yosef says both, so that sounds like it's a real machlokes rishonim. No, I mean, it's pashtus. It means it's a machlokes. Rashi says truma, and the Namuka Yosef says, where is this Namuka Yosef? Right here?
Page two at the bottom, in the wide lines, the beginning of the wide lines.
Old truma, ochuden, right? Right, it's beferish, yes. So it sounds like it's a clear machlekes rishonim. So Rashi says dafka truma, and the Nukayose says truma and chuden. The Rambam is mashma also chuden. Now there's a person I didn't get a look at it yet, in the back of the Shapsi Fenko Rambam, he brings some tumult about it, so maybe we should look there. So it would seem like it's a machlekes rishonim. So the interesting question is what the machlekes is totally on. So at least according to Aaron Herzberg, which we don't know if he's right, it could be totally on a very, very yesodistic question. What is the definition of hezek shena nikar? Okay, but let's go further because we
know. In the Muki Yosef, so it says Taharosov. How is it translating Taharosov? Because Rashi in other places.
I can't see who's speaking.
Oh, sorry. I'm having some video. I have video trouble.
Oh, okay. I'm saying no one's lying. It's enough. I was wondering, who are you?
Shammai Gold.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay.
How's Rabbi translating to Harosov in the Muki Yosef? Because Rashi uses that lashon in other places.
Tyrosa means something that you own, which is tahar.
So in other places, Rashi says, when he says metame, he says taharosov, and then in Gittin, he says taharosov, and for kigon, tuma.
He says kigon?
In Gittin, right, nun beis on the beis, the Mishnah, says metame. It's metame medame menaseh. It says yechayev if you do it, and Rashi says he did it to the taharosov of his friend, kigon tuma.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. That could be that Rashi just saying kigon. Kigon is mashma, there are really other cases. So I don't know.
I think if Taharos includes Kulin, so then Rashi was giving an example.
Right. So that could be like that. Rashi sounds more like the Namuka Yosef, that the normal case is Truma, but there could be other cases. But here, Rashi don't seem to be saying that. So I like
maybe Bakulin is another. Maybe Bakulin, you could say that I thought it was Tame, or maybe it's Tame anyway.
What if you have a guy that he's growing? He's a special growing Hudin. You know, just like we say, there are organic farms. So this guy is Makbid. He has a big sign to Hudin. That is tar. That's what his specialty. Anyone who wants chudin that's tar, comes to me. And now this coming goes in the Talmud. Okay, but let's go by there. We don't want to get, you know, that would be, people would make fun of us. We get stuck on the first word of Rashi.
Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer and the base Aaron are quoted as dealing with this issue. Just
okay. See, I didn't have any ideas.
Rebbe, isn't it possible Rashi's, I'm sorry to hang on this, but Rashi's saying Truma, it doesn't only mean Truma, in order, like, for example, right after he says Madama is Truma Bechulin. So it, like, compares. Either you take Truma and you make it Tomei, or you take Truma and mix it in with non-Truma. It's like he's talking about the type of case. It doesn't mean Dafka only against the Mugiosi.
You're going to put me out of business. You know, my business is to kvetch. I was taught
what, so to make a machlokes with the Namuka Yosef over this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And what? It sounds like Rabbi Shamir is talking about the Chassam Sofer, so it's not just me. Chassam Sofer and we say Beis Aaron. You know, that's what we were taught. That Nick Rashi is very medactic. If he says Truma, it means Truma. And it's even worse. I'm not just making machlokes Rashi and Namuka Yosef, making machlokes Rashi and Rashi, according to the, we're quoting Rashi and Gittin. But what can I do?
Are we using the reason by Truma because it takes away from the coin's ability?
That's why it goes down in value. It becomes really, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. You have to throw in the garbage. So that's the real hezek.
In terms of the coin.
The only person that can eat Truma is a coin. And Truma that's tame is garbage. No one can eat it.
Still burning.
He could sell it for less.
You can't sell it for less. Israel's not allowed to eat Truma. You're not allowed to eat Truma that's tame. There's nothing you can do with it.
No, no.
The animals can eat it
to an animal. I don't know. They use it as animal feed. Maybe that you could do with it. But for a Kohen, right? I don't know about it feeding it to. I assume you could feed it to an animal. You could feed it to the animals of a Kohen, I would assume. No? Right? They say that in Israel, this is and I don't know if it's still true, but it used to be true, that the miser is mutter to a czar. So the miser or their mafresh is not a problem. They just eat it. But the truma, they take off trumas, even though you only take off just a little bit, 1/50th, I think they talk about right the truma, to truma. But the question is, what do you do with it? Then I take off less than one. I don't know how much they take off, but what do you do with it? Is maybe
truma they take off as a mashahu only?
Maybe truma.
But it's Meister Shani is the issue, I think.
Meister Shani, or maybe Truma's Meister. It's 100.
Rebbe had said previously, Truma's Meister.
Truma's Meister probably is a problem.
Right.
So they go ahead. What do they do with that? So they have an Eitzah that a Kohen bought the biblical zoo. Obviously, like we sell the Chametz, so they sell the biblical zoo to a Kohen. And now the Kohen, the animals are all the animals of the Kohen, and the animals of the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So they take that, after there comes a large quantity, if it's 100 or whatever, of the food, and they can
feed it to the biblical zoo. Animal of the coin?
What?
Is it only an animal of the coin? Is that only, is that Midaraisa, Midarabana? I'm just wondering, because I thought part of the whole issue is we don't know he's a Kohen. That's why you don't have to give it. I thought part of the issue is that we don't know if someone's really a Kohen. Really,
no, I don't think that's the issue, because Har Raya, we make a bracha on Pidgin Aben. We don't say is the subject not a Kohen.
So why don't you have to?
By Meiser, which is at Nechol Chulin, you can eat, even a czar can eat Meiser, so then it's Moitzu Michaver El Varaya.
Yeah, okay, anyway, let's go further. Also, I don't know whether the Via, okay, anyway, let us continue. So next Rashi, Midame, Truma Bechudin. So Midat means you mix Truma Bechudin. Okay, so that's not so. That's a chayra. So you take chudin, and you mix it in with truma. So now where's the hezek? The hezek is the chayra being done to the chudin, I assume, no? Hezek is being done to the truma.
Right, you treat all as truma, right?
Now you did the hezek to the chudin. Chudin, you can't eat the chudin. You can't eat the chudin. Because it's mixed together with truma.
But in other words,
really, it's not that the truma itself, the chulin itself, is nothing has changed. It's just you can't get to it. In other words, it's like mixed, because it's mixed together, it's like surrounded. You can't separate it. So, memeda, you can't eat it. Okay, menasech. Yayin avodah zara. Okay, so Taivis brings that there's two days. That one pshat menaseich is that you bring it for avodah zara. The other pshat is you mix in yayin avodah zara. But Rashi, for whatever reason, learns menaseich only yayin avodah zara. It means that someone goes and takes your wine, and he pours it to the avodah zara. So it's no hezek, because then he goes ahead and he puts it right back in the bottle. Because the avodah zarah doesn't eat it or anything, and therefore it's as good as new, but it becomes usher b'adah, apparently. So therefore, that's an hezek shein nikar. The wine now becomes usher, because it was used for avodah zarah. Seftas gittim mefarish amayel kimle b'drabine. Okay, this is a side problem. a person does avodah zara, so he's simultaneously doing hezek and avodah and iser kares. So we should say kim levi derabba minayim, he should be potter. Okay.
Could it be he's giving it over to the guy as opposed to that would be too indirect?
No, he's giving it to a guy is no problem. We're talking using it for avodah zara.
No, he's giving it to a guy who he knows the guy's going to use it for avodah zara. I'm saying.
Okay, that maybe will be grandma. That's not menaza. Means he himself does it.
He went to the church and he poured the sacraments.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now let's keep on reading Rashi. Mitame umidame menaza kloksivi beedja. They are not written beedja. Afido okay have avis. Aye, so why are they of? It's Rashi in the Mishnah said that in order to be an of, you have to be Behedja, right? That's the first Rashi in the Masechta, which we didn't do because we started late. But Rashi says, of is Kari Lanach Tiktivi Bikra Behedja. So Rashi says that in order to be considered an of, you need to be Behedja. And this is not Ktivi Behedja. Afido okay have avis. Why? Shebeklal nezek hay, the nezek mamik sibetayra, mak and nevesh bami shamenu nishamenu. In other words, since really this is a form of nezek, once nezek is ksivim behedja, in other words, there's a reason why we want to mention all four, because it's a chiddush, and even though this is a hezek shein or nikker, it's also chayim. But the ma'isa. In MS, it's included. It's part of nezek. So therefore, it's considered an of.
But this is adam hamazik, meaning it would be part of the adam hamazik.
Yeah, sure, nezek is adam hamazik. All right. So I don't know if you people read the Gemara later. The Gemara later in that day has a shaina. If Hezek Shana Nikra Shema Hezek or Lav Shema Hezek. So when Rashi, the Chara's work makes sense if you hold Hezek Shana Nikra Shema Hezek. But if you hold that it's Lav Shema Hezek, then it says that it only Chayim Yitra Abonon. So I don't know how you can, then this Rashi in the Chara does not make any sense. I assume Rashi's not going at that side, even though I know what he's going to do with it. I have to get to the neck, no? You know, if Hezek Shein Nikra Lav Shema Hezek, you can't say that's included in Nizek. Nezek. It's Lav Shema Hezek.
Then how's it in the Brisa? I mean, isn't that just straight up?
What?
Isn't that a straight up kosh in the Brisa then? Like, how's Matame Nikr? Any world?
Yeah, well, if it's Lav Shema Hezek, it's Mita Rabbanan.
Then, but how's the Brisa calling it an Av Mazik if it's only the Rabbanan Knaf?
I don't know, but I don't
know. Well, it's a kosh in the Brisa.
What Rashi's saying does not work. I mean, I don't know. No? How can you say Rashi says Beklal Nezek came if you hold Hezek Shein Nikra Lav Shmei Hezek?
Because the Brisa has to hold that it is Beklal Hezek at least.
But the Gemara on Heyam and Awif said that the Brisa could work either way. I think. Oh. No, we'll get to the Gemara. So Okay, let's wait till we get to the Gemara. But that's going to be a problem if you hold Hezek Shein Nikra Lav Shmei Hezek. It's only it's a Machlekes Tanoim, I believe. I think it's Tanoim, I'm not sure. Maybe it's Machlekes Amoraim. I don't remember. It's Chizkiya. It's Chizkiya, the Tanner and Amoraim. Okay, I don't remember.
Son of Reb Chiya?
What?
Isn't he the son of Reb Chiya?
So then he's
in Amoraim. It's also against Reb Yochanan, so it's an Amor, I think.
Okay, so it's Machlekes early Amoraim. Okay. So the Machlekes Amoraim, whether Hezek Shein or Nikash is Midaraisa Shmo Hezek. Or really, midiraisa to lo shma hezek, and it's only gzeira drabbanan. It's called the knas. Shlo yech goel cholech mitame tarozu shachaveiro. Now that I want to go ahead, I don't like you. I'll do you hezek shein or nikar again. You can't make me pay. So Rashi, who says that it's nezek, that makes sense if you hold hezek shein nikar shma hezek. But if you hold that lash hezek, it's a strange Rashi. Let's keep on going.
But in the Chara, wouldn't that be the people who are called a Rasha, like someone who steals less than a Shevaprutz or whatever it says?
Yeah, okay. You can say that it means that you mix Yai Nesef in it. In other words, if I go ahead and I pour Yayin Nesach into your wine, so there's no problem. Why is there no problem? Because I can sell it. Now, you can't sell it to a Jew, I don't think.
To a guy.
So you sell it to a guy less than the price, less than the in other words, you can't get profit from the Yayin Nesach. So if I had 9 gallons of regular wine, and now the guy poured in 1 gallon of Yayin Nesach, so I have 10 gallons. So I can sell it to a guy for the price of 9 gallons, and that's mutter. So therefore, you can't say that that can't be the case.
There's no loss in that case. I can sell for mamash the same amount value.
So that I had this is the same problem that we had. There's a chayra. This is the same kasha we started out in the beginning. Pashas, and I don't know. Maybe in Rashi's time it was different, but in today's world, kosher wine costs much more than non-kosher wine. Right? There's a markup. You pay for that OU. Right? I gotta be careful what I say, but you pay for the kashrus, not necessarily the kosher symbol. It's work, extra work to keep the wine kosher. You know, you see, you can't have non-Jewish workers. I don't know, whatever it is, kosher wine, pashtus, in today's world would cost more. So in today's world, if I go ahead and I take, you have a bottle of kosher wine, and I mix in a little bit of non-kosher wine, and now you can't sell it as kosher wine anymore. You have to sell it to a goy. So there's definitely a price loss.
It could be I could sell it for the price of nine portions of kosher wine, and 10 portions of non-kosher wine will be the same price.
But it depends. It depends how much they stuck in of non-kosher wine. I said the one that it could have stuck in 1/50th, and it could be a very small amount. It still makes it usher. So in other words, the shayla is, again, it's the same type of shayla that we have with the word truma. Why is that? I mean, you could say that Rashi Hol is talking about a metzias, and Rashi feels that in the time of Chazal, kosher wine and non-kosher wine have the same price. I don't know the metzias. But pashtas, assuming that there's a price difference, so then Rashi is very strange. So why isn't that called a hezek?
Rebbe, it's a little bit different than the question we had earlier, because this would be usser, actual isser, as opposed to the other one we were saying, that it's just some type of chumrah you would take upon yourself.
I mean, this is a real hezek. I made it usser to a Jew, but it's mutter to a goy. But it could be that, you know, the reason why. You know, there could be that it's a little similar to before, because there might be no good reason why Jewish kosher wine is more expensive than non-kosher wine. So it's just a marketing thing. It's just that the Jewish mafia, whatever it is.
I thought we said that one of the sfars we said earlier has nothing to do with price, but in actuality, if you did something that
I don't know. Okay, anyway, it's also something to look into. You know, there's, why does Rashi say?
You have more wine here, right?
Yeah, but you only can have a drop more wine. You make the Yayin Nesach is not butto. I don't remember how much was it, 1/100th? So you're talking about a drop more of wine. So the guy went ahead and he made my wine usser. So the question that we have is, Rashi says that you didn't cause him any loss because you can sell it. So we don't understand why. So, but you pashtus, that itself is a loss.
I think you could get away with selling it for a higher price. It's a bigger market. It's non-Jews. You go to the town next door, where people are willing to pay.
Okay, maybe that's the answer, that Rashi knows that it's not the price. In today's world, it's not that way. In today's world, you know, and I'm assuming that Bartonura wine, I don't know if there must be an equivalency. And I'm not into kosher wines. I regretfully, or not regretfully, I don't know what the. But I assume that the. Well, I can't hear. Someone's talking.
Well, sorry, I'll just know that. But doesn't mean Rashi says Shano Nicker that Enon has a Nicker, but Zelka perish to Lo Chaser Lahu. They, the who, the plural, they, the Peros, aren't missing anything. So why, I mean, why does the price matter? If Rashi clearly says the whole thing is there anything physically missing? If not, then we don't care about the price.
Well, but why is it Hezek Sheino Nicker?
I mean, that's what makes it a Nicker. There's Hezek because you lose money, but it's Eino Nicker because it's not physically missing anything. That the definition of Eino Nicker is that is.
Right. So this is Hezek Sheino. These three cases are all Hezek Sheino Nicker. But Rashi is saying this is not even Hezek Sheino Nicker because you can sell it. Rashi is trying to say that even it's less than even Hezek Sheino Nicker. So we're trying to say, why is it less than Hezek Sheino Nicker? Pashtus, the price goes down. I mean, okay, let me continue. Let's continue because we want to get some more. There's some more ancient writing into the Gemara yet. Okay, mitame. She magia sheres betrumas kohen the atzda mine. Right, so there's already was mentioned. First of all, we don't know why Rashi's repeating himself. He already said what mitam is, and why is he repeating it over again? Sham strange. And here, what's he adding? First of all, he adds the word sheres.
He adds a vav also.
And why does he have to be? I mean, what he tells. Maybe, why does it have to be? I mean, I don't know. Is there any other way of making things tummy? The truma is kohen. So Dr. Gwanter once points out the truma of a kohen. So I mean, in other words, Dr. Gwanter is asking a good question. What if the Yisrael has a truma? So he has to give it to a kohen, but there's a thing that's called Tavis Hanah, right? I think we have that. That when Yisrael owns the kohen, truma, even though he can't eat it himself, but it has a certain amount of value because he can give it to whichever kohen he wants to give it to.
Tuck for kohen.
What?
So good tuck for kohen.
Yeah, okay. So now, when you're Mitame, his truma, now he can't give it to a kohen. So you're taking away his tzivus hanah. So why does Rashi go out of his way to say truma is kohen? That's a good question. What happened to Rabbi Shamir? Does anyone ask that question? Shamir, you got the Heidegger, because the Pekiyas book there.
I don't just do Pekiyas, but
anyone ask this question in Rashi? Did you notice why Rashi says only the Kohen?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely ask why Rashi comes back from the Tameh over here.
Why Rashi repeats it? Okay.
I did not see anybody asking Dafka the Kohen. I mean, I posit over here as far as that issue is that saying that it's exchangeable with a goy is pretty problematic because the goy is also
what you're talking about by the wine,
right? I'm saying Rashi has said, I mean, as far as the steps in the Rashi has got through telling us that despite the fact,
yeah, but now we're buying the time at Truma,
correct? I'm just saying as far as the Hemshich and Rashi. That Rashi seems to say the fact that it's going into a market that's a market of usher wine. You know, Gentile market's a market of usher wine. Yeah. Rashi seems to hold that doesn't make for a difference. So, right. So therefore, the same thing should be true if the truma would belong to a Yisrael.
I don't think you can sell it. I don't know if you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it.
No, not an issue of selling it. For the Yisrael, it does nothing. It makes no difference for the Yisrael as far as
truth. It does, because now he can't give it to him. He loses the Hanah. He has a Kohen, mm-hmm. And he gets Tavis Hanah because he gives the Kohen Truma, and the Kohen, because of that, gives him all kinds of favors.
No, you, that's Usher. Kohen can't do favors for Yisrael because he gave him Truma.
Okay, but he's my friend.
Okay, but you're...
I'll still give it to his animals.
No, you're still giving it to him. You could still give the truma that became tummy to the kohen.
No, he can't eat it.
No, you can't.
The kohen doesn't want it.
Now, but it'll go to his animals.
He doesn't have animals. He's not a farmer.
You still have a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, and that's not a hezek. That's a monetary hezek.
Why not? I have truma. I have tivus hanah. All the kohen that they talk about tivus hanah. The Kohen that I decide to give it to, he has, listen, it's a way I get to pick which Kohen I want to be Mahane.
Also, it could be the Israel got it some other way. Israel could get it some other way, and then, you know, he bought it off the yard sale from the Kohen, and now he'll sell it to another Kohen, whatever it could be.
It's not tangible. Is it considered mazik? It's not tangible.
Why not? Because I lost a certain ability to get profit, to get the pleasure. I assume a Yisrael would pay a certain amount of money to buy to get truma that he can give to his friend the Kohen.
It's not a tangible thing. It's not something that you know, I have something of value.
Okay, so that's what we're getting back to our original question. With our
so
Herzog,
why can
whether,
we say again? It's the usual case. Rashi's talking about the usual case.
That's a shiloh.
Very vague.
That's a shiloh whether Tovas Hana is a value. We're arguing that Tovas Hana is not a value. The fact that there's no market for buying other people's.
I don't know about that. You can't be a cash
issue. It's not a value in the state.
You can't be a cash issue with Truma.
That you haven't given to the Kohen?
Yeah, I have truma.
No, I don't.
And I give it to a woman. She can give it to whichever Kohen she wants. I think she's not Mikudeshes.
I don't know. It doesn't sound good to me. I don't know.
It sounds good to me.
Hopefully, it could be. It's not a value in the chayfets, right?
I think it's not. No one has any bikkies here. You people are as bad as me. I think it's a mishnah.
What does it mean the chayfet has is that Shabbos in the chayfet? Is that Shabbos in the chayfet, or is
he
it just
the kedushin? I just don't remember because I remember the case.
I mean, again, it's not the usual case.
No, but it's because you hold it. It's like you have a sign now. It's like you have a sign for outside for your business. So I damage your sign. So now you can't make money but it's not. Doesn't mean the sign is worth the money. It doesn't mean the sign. If I damage your sign.
I'm agreeing with you. The questions that we're asking today, they're all leading the same point, is that we need a clear definition of what's called Hezek Shein Oniker. Okay, but let's keep on.
But so the same thing, just like Truma is normally the case of Matana, so Truma's kind is normally the case of Truma. The same thing.
I don't agree with you with that.
The Nesiva says that's the only... The Nesiva says you're not chayev if you damage something that's only worth anything to the person who owns it. Straight up.
Okay. You know, that's a different question because I had a different question here. Then I had that question too. And Rashi said by Minasek that not Minasek, Minasek, you can sell it to the guy can sell it to the guy. But you know, thank you very much. I went ahead and I made my own homegrown wine. I spent a lot of time making my own wine, and I have other rights of Bekav Shalom, Yaiser, Betisha Kav, and Shochavero. And now you go ahead and you make an usher, and I have to sell it to Goyim. So you're right, I'll get the money, but I'm not very happy about it.
One second, but let's say I take his actual wine and I spill it out. Do I have to pay him extra because it was his wine?
Right, that's what Aaron Herzberg is saying, that you don't pay for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. Okay. Anyway, that's I just want to try and finish these Rashi's at least. To mitame shemagia sheret betruma is kohen the afsida minei. So it's also why does Rashi add these extra words? Right. This is a very strange Rashi, because Rashi already said before mitame means he just said one word truma, and now Rashi decides to wake up. And to explain it all over again, and with all kinds of extra arichas, shemagia sheretz. What is he bringing about a sheretz? Chumas kohen, the afsalam inay. Right, three things Rashi adds. He adds. I mean, truma he says again. So truma, he says the sheretz, he says the truma of a kohen, and he says the hezber, the afsalam inay. Like why all of a sudden? That's also extra. Like what does he have to say? I mean, that's what we've been talking about.
Is it possible that Rashi is a different person?
Let me just ask the question. In other words, by beforehand, by Medame, Rashi didn't say Truma Bechudin to Afsalom Inei, Menaseh, he doesn't say that. Why all of a sudden he throws in the word? Obviously, if you make an Aser, so you make him lose it. So that's also extra words. So yeah, the whole Rashi is strange.
The Afsadim Minei is probably going back on the Trumas Kohen. He's trying to explain why Davka Trumas Kohen, because in the Kohen there's an Afsadim Minei as opposed to a Trumas Yisrael. There is no Hefsed. I don't know the pshat. Why?
But that's what it appears. Just for the record, the Gemara in Kedushin, as far as Chazara for everybody, Gemara in Kedushin Nun Ches.
Yeah.
Tovas Hana Eno Mamun.
Okay, so that way,
right, exactly. That's what the Gemara says.
Okay,
Gemara Nun Ches. It's not like that from the Mishnah. The Gemara Ula says it's not Mamun. Gemara asks a question on a little from the Mishnah, and then Ula says the Mishnah is talking about a Yisrael who actually owned the Truma, meaning he inherited it. He actually owned the Truma, not that he still has to give it to a Kohen.
Wait, I lost you. One second.
If the Gemara says that if a Yisrael has to give the Truma to a Kohen, he cannot make Kaddish and Ish with that Truma. She's not Mekudeshes, because Tovas Hana is Eino Mamun.
Yeah.
That's what Ula says.
But what case is it, Mamun?
It would be Mamun if a Kohen had given the Yisrael himself Truma. And the Kohen. Okay,
so then we have a case. So if the Yisrael.
That's very Kohen
true, gave the Yisrael Truma. Yeah. So then the Yisrael, that now and then someone was Matamit. What's wrong?
That's still called Truma's Kohen, Rebbe. Come on.
No, why is that called Truma's Kohen? It's not Truma's Kohen.
That I would agree with.
He's not losing. It's not Behoved
that you
saw. Well, why does Rashi go out of his way? I don't know.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Okay, let's go further. We still got a few minutes.
So, but there are some things that are matami midrabanan, not deraisa. Like mashkim or matami midrabanan, not deraisa. Well,
that's what you say. Rashi says sheretz to say tumah deraisa only.
Maybe.
Okay, and what if it be only tumah drabanan? Why would that be different? Tumah drabanan, pashtus. If you're talking about hezek, in ma'isa the kohen can't eat it. What do I care if it's deraisa drabanan? No, there's
Rashi
tumah. And the Kohen, I'm assuming the Kohen can't eat it. So what even if it's only Tumah Drabanan.
Maybe
at least Magia Sharetz is Vaday, as opposed to like, maybe Magia Sharetz is at least like very Vaday.
Why very Vaday? I don't
know. Because you did something to it as opposed to you do something that just makes a suffix, then it's also Mitam Suffix.
I don't know. If there are other ways of making a Tamei.
Yeah, but if it's only the time
you make a tummy, I don't know. Okay, let's look at the
Gemara. Does Rashi in the Dibur HaMaskil always quote the exact wording of the Gemara? So like it says, Vehamatame, Vehamadame, Vehamanasech. And Rashi, Dibur HaMaskil doesn't seem to be saying that way. It just says, Metame, Medame, Manasech. And now it says, Vimetame. Does that mean Rashi had a different girsa than we did? Or not necessarily?
No, it's probably not a Dibur HaMaskil. It's probably just an explanation. And probably the printer made it a Dibur HaMaskil.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to the next of the Gemara and I am it off because this way we can say we did a whole Amid. Okay, so the Gemara skips. The Gemara goes through this whole next piece of Gemara. Why our Tana doesn't, why, not why our Tana, why, in other words, we have two prices here. We have Rav Oisha who only mentioned 13. And Rav Chia, who has 24. So the Gemara wants to know why Rav Oisha left them out and Rav Chia says them. So they're going through all the different ones. So now they get to Heyam and Aleph, they get to the cases of these three. So it starts with Hamidame, Mendame, Menaseh. And Heyam and Aleph, it's in line with Tavis, Dibur HaMaskil, Viktani. So Mora Sekasha. Why does Rav Oisha leave these out? So Mara says, "Memanashach, he has a shame nikashmei hezek. If you're going to say it's a form of hezek, hotayin hezek, it's included with hezek. He has a shame nikashmei hezek, and if he holds it's not hezek, which means that it's only chayiv midrabanan. Obviously, it means it's still hezek midrabanan. Otherwise, of course, you don't mention it." But it means if it's Enosh Me'ezek means it's only Drabbanan, have it a Knossa, because really you shouldn't be Chayiv. So therefore, Rav Moshe didn't mention it because if he holds it's including Ezek. If he holds Ezek Sheinik or Loshma Ezek, so it's a class, he doesn't want it. So the Gemara says that maybe Rav Chiya must hold Ezek Sheinik or Loshma Ezek. This is what we ask on Rashi. That means the Gemara is ready to say the Rav Chiya holds Ezek Sheinik or Loshma Ezek. Aye, so how is it enough? Because you can't give Rashi's answer. Yeah, I don't know. The Ishmael Hezek is learning Hezek. Because if it's Hezek, then we have the point that was said before. It's already said. So I think that's not such a kasha. Because Tony Hezek is a Minkur, but Tony Hezek is an old Minkur. So even if you hold Hezek, Shane, and Nick, or Shmuel Hezek, it could be that you break it into two because Hezek the Minkur and Hezek the old Minkur, which is not so simple. Because if you hold Hezek, Shein, Nikar, Shma, Hezek, then it's really irrelevant that it's all Minkara. So why should you break it into two? Right? Now, there's the Gemara's answer. What?
What does that mean, the little Minkara?
It's not noticeable. Now, there's a Gemara asks, if you hold Hezek, Shein, Nikar, Shma, Hezek, so why does the Rav Oshim mention it? He said, because there's a difference. One is a Hezek, which is noticeable, and one's Hezek that's not noticeable. But if it halachically, it's a difference. It doesn't make for a difference. So why should we different? Let's just see if we can quickly do some Rashi's here. And then we can finish. Midame. Ma'arev truma imchunin shel chavero. The hashda mizave le bizo. Yishen yochol ochlo en el koin. So this Rashi is also pliatsuma. Why is it pliatsuma?
Petition.
Repetition, right. We already said before what Medaba was. Rashi before said it very short. Truma Bechudin. Why all of a sudden here, he has to say it again, and he makes this whole long speech. The Hashtam is Avene Bechol. He didn't say that before. Why does Rashi, if Rashi feels that a person doesn't know it, then he should have said it before.
Rabbi, could it be that the second Rashi on Amud Beis, the Umatama, really belongs over here? It's a printer's mistake? Because no. It seems like it fits in with the rest.
Okay, I don't know. When you go look in your scourity in the Ksav Yad, but we still find the Ksav Yad.
No, I'm just saying it fits in with the repetition of Madama Manasseh here.
All right, but we don't do those things.
Because why else would Rashi say twice? Why would there be Rashi twice? There?
It's not just why did he say it twice, but it's even stranger than why did he say it twice. But he says it twice, but he says more the second time.
Right, meaning it fits in with these Rashis over here on K&R.
It's not only that it's saying it twice. The Pliatsuma is that if Rashi felt it's bad enough that Rashi would say the same thing twice. But in the first time, he didn't even bother saying it. That means when you got the Dawit on our base, Rashi felt you don't need to know it. So why
Apipashis, these things are connected to Hezek Sheni Nikar discussion.
So why did Rashi, when you read the Mishnah on Dawit Amud Beis, you also need to, you have to know.
Well, we're getting into Hezek Sheni Nikar there.
What's the Hezek? How are you damaging the guy? So you have to explain what the Hezek is. Rashi here explains what the Hezek is. So the Hashem Mizaneh Bizo. And if Rashi before didn't know that, then there is no Hezek, right? Pashas, if you don't know that you sell it cheap, this is a very strong question. This is not just that Rashi repeats himself. But if Rashi Lachar is adding something, that means he thinks that people don't know that. People wouldn't know that you have to sell it Mizaveneh Bechol. So if people didn't know that, so then how did you understand the Gemara on that Dawit Amud Beis?
The Gemara on Dawit wasn't working.
Right.
The Gemara on Hay for introducing that test to be Mama.
All right, I hear everyone screaming. That's why I go further. Also, what in the world is Rashi talking about? What's that Rashi supposed to mean?
I mean, simply speaking, he's bothered that he's Hezek, a Kadosh Baruch Hu prohibited.
I don't know. I don't hear that. I'm sorry.
Well, let's say he bowed down to the wine. So he bowed down to the wine, And maybe he served Bodhisattva. Now I'm assuming it's Usher.
So why should there be Usher?
It doesn't work.
Anyway, I don't know what that Rashi means. I'm going to go find
it. I'm just what it sounds like.
But I don't know what this Rashi means. Sheino Nicker. Sheino Nezik Nicker. Betoka Paris. Sheino Chosinu. Name Xavier of Chia Lashme. I think Mishim Krasu, who the Tani Dolly Cloud of his servant Usher. Okay, that's it. So, that's it. We're finished. So everything doesn't make sense, right?
Is it Pnei Ari on this letter, Rashi?
What we have to do tomorrow is to read over these three little taisim, the three little taisim on the top of the page of Hayim Ben Aleph, and then we have
which taisim?
Hamitame, De'i, and Katani.
Okay.
And I don't. And the bottom of Daudam and Abayi, there's this little one called Minasech. They're all three teeny weeny dices. But then we have to go back and start trying to figure out an answer to some of these questions, right? That's really, I suspect the sugya is in Rashi, not so much in dices.
Doesn't the Gemara
would Rebbe grant?